Sometimes in football, you need just a little more for that first down. You need to be pushing the pile. And on our new podcast, we'll give you that extra effort.
I'm Mike Renner, a longtime NFL analyst who helped develop player evaluation systems that every NFL team uses to this day.
And I'm Kyle Long, former all-pro offensive lineman in the NFL who knows a thing or two about getting people moving.
You'll get expertise from inside the trenches and behind the tape for 4 episodes every week. So make sure you download and subscribe to the Pushing the Pile podcast on the Audio.
Oh, such a clutch offseason pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Sports Radio 610 presents In the Loop with John Lopez and Reggie Adetula.
Week one, rapidly approaching towards us. In the Loop, Sports Radio 610. You got John Lopez. You got Figgy Fig, and you got myself, Reginald Adetula, hanging out with you. Hope you're having a good afternoon now. Now that we've
hey, 12:03, baby.
There we go. We're downhill on the show. we're headed further and faster towards the start of the NFL season this evening, which you can hear right here on Sports Radio 610, and even more so headed closer towards Week One for your Texans at Indy. That's noon here on Sports Radio 610 on Sunday, which means we get started at 9 a.m. Right?
Oh, baby.
You'll have Sean and Seth getting you ready for Texans football.
It's going to be football all week, man.
Buddy.
Yeah, it is.
Today.
Yeah.
Tomorrow.
Yes.
Saturday.
Correct.
All day.
That's right.
Sunday.
I don't know how I'm going to find time to do anything else in my life. But that's fine. That's the time of year. You're not supposed to do anything else with your life. You're supposed to just be a couch potato and watch this football.
Yeah. Are you? I guess you
yeah.
can. You can get away with it now.
What is, am I not supposed to?
No, we will. I'm just saying, but are you supposed to?
Oh.
Ask your significant others about that. But yeah, we will.
They know what time it is.
Yeah.
Okay, let's talk more about this game, because as we move towards it, what are the matchups that you are finding interesting and that you're interested in? There you go. 713-572-4610. Some of you guys have already texted in. We appreciate you doing that. And I'll go ahead and read one from the 832. They said for them, it's guards and center of the Texans versus the defensive tackles of the Colts. And I think that's definitely
a great one to start with
because that's one of the places where you can look the Colts and say top of the league, right?
Mm-hmm.
At the top of the league with some of the things that they do. And that is, the likes of Grover Stewart and DeForest Buckner in the middle of a defensive line, making it tough. On an offensive line that honestly has not gotten a ton of time together, and one that we're looking to see a level of progress from, a level of cohesion from, and because last year there was things to be desired, specifically in the run game also, right? Like being able to move and create holes that then your running backs can run through. And I know that Joe Mixon, you anticipate and feel that he's going to be better at taking advantage of gaps that are there. You got to make sure that the gaps are there. And against those two in the middle, it might not be the easiest thing to do.
Dude, this is so important. I've got three that I think are going to be kind of integral to the game, and one that's going to be fun. But let's start right there with what the texter said, because the Texans don't even know. Like they're not even sure. They might feel like they have a hunch, but they've never – you've heard D'Amico talk about it. Heard Andy Kalou talk about it just about 45 minutes ago. Like, this offensive line in its entirety just hadn't played. I mean, they just haven't done it. And when they have in the preseason, there's questions of, okay, is it Damian Pierce just not being a good running back, or is it the offensive line? So even the Texans, as much as they've been out there every day, they've seen Kenyon Green, they're down with it. They're down with Juice Scruggs. They're down with, obviously, Shaq Mason on the interior. Yeah. They don't know. They don't know. They're going to be as intrigued by this as all of us, when they start running the ball and testing the interior of the defensive front.
And what would be really spicy, because obviously this will set the tone in some ways for how the run game will look all the way around, mm-hmm. right? What would be really spicy is if that run game has some level of struggles, if it's not optimum, which, you know, quite possible.
Yeah.
Does that then make it easier for the likes of DeForest Buckner to also apply pressure in the middle on passing situations?
Yeah.
That's where it'll get really bad, because I know mm-hmm. that we've given C.J. Stroud a lot of credit for upping his game when it comes to pocket management, where he was already like above what you would expect from a rookie,
yeah.
right? But as he continues to up his game and manage the pocket well and help his offensive line, you don't want to also take advantage of that by not being good against a stout interior of the defensive line. So yeah, I'm with you. 8-3-2 guard center, definitely a place that I'm going to be intrigued by. I wouldn't say that that's my most interested.
Yeah.
But that's definitely going to be one that you have to watch and keep track of.
Well, there isn't a quarterback alive, Tom Brady included, Joe Montana included.
Pressure up the middle.
That can deal consistently with pressure up the middle. Not one. So absolutely, that is huge. And the other part of this is, boy, when it comes to the offensive line, they're jumping into the deep end, man. I mean, this is as good as you're going to see all year. So they're jumping into the deep end of the pool right away. For me, it's going to be the Colts offensive line versus the interior defense.
Okay.
Because keep in mind, as we all know by now, no DeNico Autry.
Correct.
And Fadakasi, we respect. We think there's something there. Mario Edwards, you know, same thing. But, boy, that's Jonathan Taylor that's going to be carrying the ball behind those guys. That ain't, like I said, talk about jumping into the deep end. You've got an absolutely proven, solid top three, top five offensive line in the league against a guy, an interior defense, and a new linebacker here, although we like him, and Jonathan Taylor running the ball. That, to me, that's one of the three things that is absolutely going to determine, you know, the outcome of the game ultimately.
Yeah, and I mean, yeah. along those same lines, because you went right into that running game, we talked to our guy ND just, what, 40 minutes ago, thereabouts, and he mentioned the thing that he's watching, the linebackers versus Indy's run game,
yeah,
right?
Yeah.
And I mean, obviously, the run game is Jonathan Taylor, and he's feasted, let's be honest, mm-hmm. on this Texans team when he's had the opportunity to match up. But then also there is that nascent threat that Anthony Richardson poses as mm-hmm. this dude who has the capability of running, right? And so the linebackers are going to have to really be on their P's and Q's, especially if they end up in situations where they might have to be used as spies mm-hmm. as well. Like, they're going to have to be on it, and that also is going to be in part because Christian Harris isn't playing. And so if you can help me out here, Fig, can you give me cut one from D'Amico yesterday? Because D'Amico Ryans, when talking to the media, the first thing that he talked about was these Texans linebackers, especially when there's no Christian Harris for a little bit.
Yeah, not having Christian is tough. Christian really, man, he took a jump as the year went on last year. Was really excited about his growth, and he was in a really great spot for us. So it hurts not having him with the young guys who are behind him, right? Henry, Jake, Delshawn, all those guys have to step up and just do their part, right? They don't have to be Christian. They just have to do what they're supposed to do, play our style of football, and they'll be just fine.
And that's a fair expectation to try and run out there, because I think it'd be unfair to be like, hey, go be Christian Harris, mm-hmm. right? That being said, do your job and do what you're capable of doing. It's going to be put to a pretty high test.
Absolutely.
Against Indy.
Absolutely. I think another one of the matchups, man, it's just so exciting to be talking about matchups for a real game here.
Let's do it.
just as a side
you
note.
You want to break down Cephas?
Ooh, wait, no more Cephas.
Who's going to be the number six?
He didn't do anything. It's just fun saying Cephas.
Okay.
It's just fun. Shane Steichen, I mentioned this with Indy. You mentioned Indy a second ago. Shane Steichen against Kalen Bullock and Kamari Lassiter. Look, guys, we know the expectation of these guys. We know how good we've seen them play. But you hear it all the time, and it is absolutely true. They're going to see things when it's real on Sunday that they have maybe never seen in their life. You know, I know they come from, you know, good programs and all that stuff, and Georgia and all that. There are things that Shane Steichen is going to dial up specifically for the two rookies in the secondary that they maybe have never seen in their lives.
Sure.
That, to me, is how are they going to respond? How are they going to play? Are they going to make some of the same plays we've seen in the preseason? Part of me doesn't even blink when I talk about Kalen Bullock and Kamari Lassiter playing, because they've looked so good and prepared and ready for the moment.
Mm-hmm.
But another part of me is like, they're still rookies.
For sure.
I mean, and that's Shane Steichen on the other sideline, like, just going to pick that scab.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for Blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
bathroom?
I feel
like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything taken care of.
It took forever, and the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Sometimes in football, you need just a little more for that first down. You need to be pushing the pile. And on our new podcast, we'll give you that extra effort.
I'm Mike Renner, a longtime NFL analyst who helped develop player evaluation systems that every NFL team uses to this day.
And I'm Kyle Long, former All-Pro offensive lineman in the NFL who knows a thing or two about getting people moving.
You'll get expertise from inside the trenches and behind the tape for four episodes every week. So make sure you download and subscribe to the Pushing the Pile podcast on the Odyssey.
If your day sounds like
we need the report ASAP,
you deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through, you deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame,
two more.
You deserve this ice cold reward. Modelo, the remarkable fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
As much as he can.
Right.
You know?
And especially because they utilize a lot of RPO. And yeah. Shout out to A32 who mentioned this as well. Like, want to see how the middle of this defense and the defense in general mm-hmm. deals with the RPO game and the deception that it is therein. And that's coming back to the linebackers as well. How disciplined will they be in getting those tells, those types of things?
Yeah.
Obviously, one of the nice things, Azeez Al-Shaair played in the division last year as well. Like, he has some familiarity with RPOs and particularly how Indy mm-hmm. likes utilizing them, right? So, yeah, all of those things come in together, right? The deception that will come for the linebackers and then also for these, especially Kalen Bullock as a safety, right?
Yeah.
What will happen there and making sure that they're on their P's and Q's when it comes down to that. But you started mentioning Steichen, and that makes me want to go back to D'Amico from Monday, where he was asked specifically about his relationship and his history with Shane Steichen when they were, you know, both coordinators in the NFC. Obviously, D'Amico Ryans, defensive coordinator for the Niners. Shane Steichen was an offensive coordinator for the Eagles. They've had matchups, and so he was asked about that relationship.
Yeah, I don't look at it as a history, right? Between me and Steichen, like, it's about the players playing the game, right? Our players, Shane is a really good coach. He always has his guys prepared, ready to go. Really respect him as a coach. And for me, it's, we got to do the same. Like, just have our guys prepared, ready to go, ready for anything that they may throw at us. So it's not about me or Shane. It's about the players who strap it up on the field.
Oh, but it is. Right? Like, I mean, you're not wrong.
Yeah.
Don't get me. But it is. Those are two, in addition to being head coaches, they're also primary play callers
mm-hmm.
on their sides of the football. And so I think that that's going to, like, the actual chess match of this all absolutely is going to factor in.
100%. No question about it. Here's another one that I think is going to be very key. Like I said, I think these three things probably as integral as anything toward the outcome. Dalton Schultz.
Okay.
Dalton Schultz specifically. I'm going to go just a player here. We know what teams have done with this arsenal of receivers in the preseason. They kept it pretty vanilla. But what is Bobby Slowick going to dial up to get these guys? You know the Colts are going to try to protect over the top, you know, one way or another, whether it's towards Stephon Diggs.
They'd be smart to.
Or Nico. Nico smoked them, on the first drive.
Yeah,
first
I have
play.
A strong feeling when they come out to begin with, those safeties are going to yeah. come out with the philosophy of yeah, no man deeper.
Let's not let that happen
yeah,
again.
Yeah, no man deeper, for sure.
Yeah. So Dalton Schultz has been one of my, you know, sort of eye-opening, you know, developments of the preseason. I think that's where Bobby Slowick, speaking of matchups with the coaches, is going to try to dial things up for Schultz to maybe eat a little bit underneath or however he uses him and then open things up otherwise.
Yeah, I think that that's fair. Yeah. One of the other things that's a passing fancy, I don't know if it's like a super interesting matchup for me because this wide receiving core for the Colts, it's, I don't think it's like incredible, but it's fine, especially when you, obviously Michael Pittman is their number one. A.D. Mitchell, right? Yeah. Mo City, right? Yeah. He clearly has the potential to be, you know, a tough matchup against this secondary for the Texans. I think it's going to be really interesting. We talked with B. Scott on Tuesday, the idea of maybe Kamari Lassiter matching up with A.D. Mitchell, some of the familiarity that exists there and that type of stuff. But that brought me to, like, obviously that matchup's going to matter when it comes to secondary, seeing how these guys kind of fully come together. But you think it's possible that Stingley travels? Because last year, we were talking about this before the show, didn't travel except when it got to the important stages of the season, right? In the postseason, right? And I know that the idea is that they're not, they're saying that he won't travel. I think it will be really insightful to see if early in this season he travels again. And so basically the idea being was that Lacer, or that reluctance to have him travel early about him being, you know, kind of younger, and as he develops into that high level of defensive back and cornerback, that now he'll be a traveling tight corner? Or is that more about the system that they will have a situation where he won't travel unless absolutely necessary?
I think that's an ongoing story we're going to have to follow here. D'Amico Ryans was very adamant last year. That's not how we do things. That's not how we do things. Lo and behold, they go against the Browns in the postseason. And there's, you know, there's Derek Stingley traveling with Amari Cooper, wherever he was on the field.
Yeah.
So that's something we're going to have to monitor, because maybe that's the next step for Derek Stingley. Like, that's how good they feel he is.
Exactly.
Where they're like, you know what? Forget what we've always been and what we've always done. We got a dude that can do that. So let's go ahead and let him. He proved himself against the Browns. I mean, just absolutely played terrific, you know, against Cooper and so maybe that's like the next step.
Right.
And it'll not just be against the Colts. It'll be a regular thing.
Sure.
You know?
And if he does travel with Pittman, does that affect the way that they go about throwing the football Indy does? Are they going to do the thing where they go, all right, well, Michael Pittman basically is basically off the table. And so A.D. Mitchell, Josh Downs, what's my other cat that I've already forgotten his name. And Pierce, is that?
Alec Pierce.
There you go, Alec Pierce, right? Yeah. Are they then going to get the lion's share of things, and especially going over towards Kamari Lassiter, is he going to get a baptism in that way? Mm-hmm. Or if Stingley doesn't travel, then what do we see from their tendencies there as well? So, yeah, I think that that's going to be something that I'm watching in a you know, quite a decent amount of detail, even though I don't know if that's the bigger matchup for
me. I think that's a good one, to see how it plays out all year long.
Yeah, for me, those linebackers and that interior game, just spine of the defense stuff against this Colts team, I think is going to be really fun.
And then there's a fun one. This isn't necessarily, oh, this is going to determine the game or be a big factor. I'm just curious to see how C.J. Stroud and E.J. Speed and Zaire Franklin sort of mix it up.
Okay.
You know, sort of, that's more for entertainment
value. Are we going to get, like, the sounds of the sideline next week? Is that what we're going to all be waiting for?
They're going to be chattering at each other and all that. That, to me, is just for entertainment value, you know, based on the offseason. We talked about it day before yesterday, I believe, you know, sort of the beef that they have and all that stuff.
Sure.
So, yeah, that's just going to be for fun.
Okay. 346 on the text line, fair. They say they don't like their rookie versus our rookie when it comes to that matchup. A.D. Mitchell's fast, and then, of course, there were concerns about Lassiter's, you know, just outright foot speed.
Yeah.
Okay, I think that's a fair situation. Maybe another reason why that could be fun to watch should it come up. Appreciate you texting, and appreciate you guys rocking with us. In the Loop, Sports Radio 610. Coming up next, time for us to get our lunchtime confessions. We'll do that next.
Sometimes it's sports, sometimes it's not. Whatever it is, Reggie and John are keeping it real. It's In the Loop's Lunchtime Confessions, brought to you by Sagamore Spirit Rye Whiskey.
These are my confessions.
All right, if you haven't noticed, I've been giving T-Mill a hard time today. Did he bet 100? Did he get Clint to bet 100?
Well,
what was the whole thing on that?
Well, he definitely put money on Argetti. He took the over on 5.5 strikeouts for Argetti in his outing yesterday. Now, obviously, he came woefully short.
Woefully short.
An abundance of zero strikeouts in two-thirds innings of work. And so, yeah, unfortunately, that happened. But, no, Mill put his money down on that, and he came on the drive yesterday with with Sterner and Hughley, and he declared that his stone cold lock for the week and maybe just maybe for the month was Arrigetti over 5.5 strikeouts. And I mean, it made sense to the point where Clint was like, yeah, let me get in on that action. Put 100 down for me.
Yeah, yeah.
And unfortunately, or fortunately for Clint, Tyler didn't have space to make that shake. So
lock of the dang month is what he tweeted. Okay, but here's my confession.
Okay.
I actually think that was a good bet.
Agreed.
I think that was a good bet. I'm going to defend T-Mill a little bit, as much as I've been giving him a hard time. Sometimes you just chalk it up to that's gambling. That's why sometimes you could make a smart bet. It's an educated bet. The way Arrigetti has been pitching, I not only would have been right there with T-Mill, I probably would have bet on the Astros to win. Lo and behold, they gave a 9 spot up in the first inning.
Yeah.
That's what happened.
See, that's exactly why I don't bet. Because I would have jumped in on that. He would have talked me into it.
Yeah.
And I would have been pissed off at him, the Astros, Arrigetti. I would be cussing on this station.
Yeah, as much as possible, I need logical resolutions to my line of thought. Right?
Yeah, yeah.
And sports so often, like, you can go through the logic and then the result does not match the process. Yeah. And you're just like, but I followed the process. Well,
right. And some people might say, what do you mean it was a good bet? They gave up 9 runs and he lost it and he wasn't even less than any. No, I'm talking about it was a good bet to make. Like, it made
to
sense.
To roll the dice.
It made sense. There was good logic behind it. There was good thought behind it. Now, that doesn't get Clint back his $100.
Well, Clint never gave $100, thankfully.
But, yeah. Doesn't get anybody back their money that went with it. All I'm saying is, this is gambling, man. This is gambling.
And that's why it's gross. Watch this. These are my confessions. So the Astros are playing right now, and I feel like I should have probably given the lineup before this.
No, that's all right. No. Okay.
So.
No, we're cool.
As this confession, I will just clean that up. Jose Altuve leading off, playing second. Yordan DHing second. Yainer Diaz was catching, batting third. Alex Bregman playing in this one and playing third again.
How about that?
So they're just, he's good. He's doing that. He played third yesterday, too. Interesting. John Singleton at first, batting fifth. Jeremy Pena, shortstop, batting sixth. Ben Gamelin left, batting seventh.
All right.
Chaz McCormick, obviously, holding it down as Jake Myers on paternity leave. He's in center field, batting eighth.
Back today, by the way.
Is he now?
I believe he's back
today.
Okay,
very good. Yeah. So he'll get back to work, I imagine, next time that they're out there. Because I was like, yeah, tomorrow. Tomorrow's Friday. Mm-hmm. And then Jason Hayward in right field, batting ninth. So there you go. I apologize for not being on my P's and Q's and also saying tonight, as they are obviously playing in the middle of the day. So,
don't be so hard on yourself, man.
Yeah, yeah.
Don't be so hard on yourself. Watch this. These
are my confessions. Speaking of being hard on yourself, I almost called in today, man.
Oh. What?
I was not feeling it today, man.
Like,
I only
slept. Man, Reggie gonna mess up this Astros.
Dog.
We gonna get out of here.
I was asleep. I mean, I could barely sleep last night. I only got like maybe 2 or 3 hours of sleep.
Oh, I hate that.
For some reason.
What was the problem?
I don't know. I had like a little cough too that just kept me up.
Huh.
But I was feeling fine. I just couldn't really sleep, man. I went to sleep kind of early.
Just thinking a lot. But that's what usually it is for me. Like, if I stay up, get a little insomnia, I'm just like thinking of all the things I need to do or that are happening or whatever.
Yeah.
Or what was it?
Yeah. It's the house hunt.
I think probably
stress on.
I had a little cough that came out of nowhere.
Mm-hmm.
I went to sleep around 10 and then I woke up around 1 and stayed up. I was just in the bed tossing back and forth until like 5:30, 6. And I finally fell asleep at 6. Then the wife woke me up around 6:30.
Oh, 6 a.m.
I was dead sleep too, to the point I think I was having a dream.
Yeah.
And she kind of scared me a little bit where I kind of jumped up. And I'm just like, man, I should call in.
Nap day. I
never call in either, but I almost said, hey, I ain't feeling good.
Nap day. Nap day for Figgy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. That was tough. Watch this.
I got about the weirdest DM I've gotten in a long, long time.
Oh,
today.
Are you sure you want to say that on air?
Yeah, because it's a done deal. I got a weird DM.
Okay, I'm very okay.
Guess who slid into my DMs? Just take a wild guess, Figgy. I didn't tell you. He knows.
I was gonna play it like I didn't, but it's cool.
Baseball player.
Baseball player. Bagwell. Was it?
No, he could text me. He's got
Okay.
A little humble brag there, but
okay.
Jose Canseco.
Oh, wow.
Jose Canseco.
By the way, do you have like a relationship with Jose Canseco?
I mean, I covered him back in the early 2000s. I mean, I interviewed him at his locker, but it wasn't like...
Know you well?
No, though? No. We did have a nice conversation once, long time ago, back when Sports Radio 610 did that Fan Fest. Remember that? That was before your time, Figgy.
Yeah, I don't remember that.
So we had a conversation. He was one of the guests. But no, he doesn't know me. So Jose Canseco, this is the second part of the confession. I'm starting to feel like people just want to see me embarrass myself.
Oh, like that's possible.
You know, like the bet with, wearing the helmet. That the football gods just wanted to see me embarrass myself.
Okay, yes.
Guess what he DM'd me about, Figgy?
What?
Hey, man. Which, okay, first of all, Jose Canseco, we don't know each other that well.
Hey, man.
Hey, man basis.
Are we on a hey, man basis now? Hey, man, I would love to have you at our Celebrity Home Run Derby October 5th in Sugarland.
Okay.
And I was like, okay. I mean, I said yes. I don't know where the hell. First of all, I am not going to, and I played baseball as a kid, but I mean, come on. When was the last time I swung a bat? I am not going to get the ball.
He wants you to be in it?
In it.
Did you follow
in
up?
It.
Oh.
I thought it was just like, come
out and see what's happening.
Cover it.
Yeah.
In it. I am not going to get the ball out.
He must be thinking you somebody else.
Yes.
Can you convince them that your at bat goes like, you know, how the KBO does it, where they actually do like a bunt competition?
Yeah.
Can you do that portion of it? Because I want to lay down a real solid bunt.
Maybe he thought it was the other J-Lo. I don't know. But that was bizarre. I think people just want to see me embarrass myself, and I will.
Shout out to B. Scott adding some context that it might be a bot, Lopez, because Jose Canseco follows everyone. But I don't know if the bot would DM.
No. I got with his. He gave me his manager's number, and I talked with his manager.
Very good.
So you going?
I guess.
All right.
So you better get
pull every muscle in my body.
Yeah, get in the batting cage.
We got to make sure a representative of Sports Radio 610 is out there to catch this content.
Oh, Lord. I'm going to pull everything.
All my naps nowadays are unplanned.
You're getting to that age.
Every single nap. I over the last, I don't know, probably 15 months at least.
Mm-hmm.
I can't recall one time where I was like, I want to take a nap. I'm scheduling time for a nap. It's always just the nap catch me. You know what I mean? Like, along the same lines of what you're talking about, Figgy, you might have planned a nap for after this show, right? Because you're like, I'm tired. It's never that. It's like, I'm just chilling, watching TV. Next thing I know,
you fall asleep in your chair?
TV's watching me, right? Something like that.
Do you fall asleep in your chair?
On the sofa.
Oh, that's tough.
Yeah, man.
That's tough.
I don't think I've fallen asleep in like a chair like we're sitting in or anything like that. Yeah. I haven't done that. But like, yeah, sitting on the sofa watching TV, all of a sudden you wake up and you've been out for, I don't know, 20, 30, 40 minutes. So yeah, like I've realized that. And I don't know what that says about me. I'm still, I think, a pretty young 32 years of age. But no, I don't think I've planned a nap in at least a year, at the very least.
Man. Watch this. These are my confessions. I'm kind of proud of my wife, man, because...
You weren't yesterday.
I was. But she kind of made up for it, man.
Okay. All right.
She said something that kind of made me smile. She said, oh, yeah, you know, it's football. It's football season now, so I know you're going to be watching all the games and all that stuff. I'm like, hey, there we go.
she just knew what time it was?
Yeah. So I think she's coming around because, honestly, being in Ohio, it wasn't crazy football season as far as, especially college.
Like this.
Like everybody watched Ohio State and that's it.
Yeah.
Like there is no college spirit in the city of Cleveland.
Mm-hmm.
But she actually down with, she liked football season. Now she don't watch sports or anything, but I think she just liked me being home, sitting on the couch while the game is playing all day long and all that stuff. So I think she coming around to be living in Houston, living in Texas.
She's excellent.
She's official.
Yeah,
she's a Houstonian.
So I'm like, I'm super happy about that, man. Because some people, if they don't watch sports, they don't care about it, and they don't care if you care about it.
Fact. No, and they don't want you to. Something else to do.
Yeah. So
honestly, there are times where I'm like, and it feels almost sacrilegious to say this, where I'm like, you know how much more time I would have to do things if I did not like work
for
and
sure.
like sports so much?
Yeah.
So much of my time goes to watching sports.
I mean, you got your to-do list like everybody else, and you're like, nah, not today.
Right. Once about 7 o'clock rolls around, and God forbid the Astros are playing on the East Coast, about 6 o'clock, well, I'm in, right? Yeah, like yeah. I got somewhere to be.
Yeah, and I think the thing I love about her too is she just liked the football noise, the ambience.
The vibe, the
just
all, yeah,
being
yeah.
on. Because I tried to do that with basketball one time. She was just like, man, this ain't hitting the
give
same.
Give her time. It'll come around.
Because she usually sit around on the couch with me, not really paying attention, but mm-hmm. just hearing the football game. She might ask a question or two during the game, but yeah, she. I think she liked football season.
Anyway,
like
drug.
She's redeemed herself.
You love to see it. There we go. Some confessions here, late lunchtime confessions here in the Loop, Sports Radio 610. Multiple people, different numbers. I checked mm-hmm. on the text line. Said it seems like he was looking for George Lopez and he got John Lopez.
I've been called George Lopez more times than I can count.
So we'll see if he's disappointed. Let us know if he's disappointed when you pull up and he's like, you're not.
Like, wait a minute.
That's not who I was expecting.
Who are you?
So we'll see.
Like, how's the TV show going? Yeah,
right? Exactly.
Yeah. Not gonna happen. That was so bizarre, man.
Look, and it still has the possibility of being even more bizarre.
You think he remembers you?
I don't know. I mean, like, we've had conversations, but it was just like a regular, you know. We had one-on-one, you know, for a few minutes, and mostly it was like at your locker, you know, or whatever. Or maybe he just searched like people in Houston that, you know, maybe could be seat fillers or something in the home run derby.
You're going to be hanging around a snitch,
I'm
huh?
I'm going to kill myself.
Yeah, let us know what. Wow, hanging around a snitch. I like
hanging around, hanging around a rat.
Yeah, let us know when that ultimately happens. We got to see how awkward that is, or maybe great.
Only. No, it's not going
to
be great.
Okay. I was trying to be optimistic, whatever. Coming up next, we're trying to do this every Thursday. A little cap or no cap. Here are some situations that were put together. You think they're telling the truth or you think they capping? We'll talk about that next.
Live from the Twin Peaks Studios, Sports Radio 610 presents In the Loop with John Lopez and Reggie Atitula.
That's right. You're in the loop. John Lopez, Figgy Fig, and myself, Reginald Atitula, hanging out with you on this Thursday, this opening day Thursday for the NFL. When it comes to baseball, though, a little getaway game for your Houston Astros in Cincinnati, looking for their first win in Cincinnati in the series, but then also in a very, very, very long time. A couple of strikeouts for Hunter Brown already through two innings of work. Still tied in nothing in the top of the third right now.
All right, so you want to do a little cap or no cap?
Let's do it.
Let's do it. Let's start with the Astros. Hey, did you hear this today? Dana Brown.
Yes.
Figgy, cap or no cap? Dana Brown
said... You could probably just stop at Dana Brown, I bet. He probably wouldn't like me saying that.
What's your answer before you even hear the question?
Cap.
What's your answer?
I mean, I have learned that cap is probably the higher percentage answer.
Okay, so Dana Brown said he thinks Kyle Tucker could be back tomorrow.
Oh, okay. I'm excited about that.
Cap or no cap?
I mean, again, high percentage answers to say cap. I think we've gotten through the mess of this at this point. Mm-hmm. I will actually choose to open my heart up to the potential of heartbreak again.
Yeah.
And I'll say no cap. I think that we could see Kyle Tucker make his way back, especially now that we've gotten some level of resolution on what kept him out for so long.
Mm-hmm.
And you look at the fact of the matter is he's been out long enough that... that hairline fracture could probably have resolved and, you know, he get himself back up to speed, that he won't need a rehab start.
Mm-hmm.
I'm with it. Like, I would
bless
love to
your
see,
heart.
I'd love to see Kyle Tucker back in the lineup tomorrow.
Bless his widow heart.
I'm trying. It might just be hopium. It might just be me hoping.
Yeah, I'm going to say, honestly, I'm going to say no cap.
Oh, this, bless your heart.
Woo! And look, positivity!
And this is why. He got to know he got caught up in so many lies and stories
and
stuff.
He does know. He doesn't care.
So right now, he got to redeem himself a little bit. So if he say he might play tomorrow.
That man was on the flagship.
He got to redeem himself.
On their flagship station yesterday, mm-hmm. talking about, well, you got to understand, right?
Yeah.
When we looked at it from the front, right, it looked like there was a bone bruise and there was a lot of swelling. And then eventually,
let me clear something up real quick.
When we looked at it at the back, it looked like it was already healing. And I'm like,
but
okay,
too much swelling.
I'm like, dog, they asked you on Saturday, and you're like, nah, ain't no break in there.
Yo, so,
I don't know.
Bless y'all's
when somebody hearts. When somebody say, oh, I got it. Let me clear something up real quick.
Yeah.
It's like, all right, you mean business now, huh?
Cap. All right, next. The Texans put out a little teaser video yesterday.
Yes.
They made it too obvious. Like, it was a teaser of a silhouette, some dude like wringing his hands. Who wrings his hands like that all the time? Who does that all the time? J.J. Watt.
Justin James Watt.
They made it so obvious. I go, coming tomorrow. That it was J.J. Watt in the silhouette. That it was J.J. Watt's hands. You know, the way he does his hands when he kind of wrings them or
so
whatever.
So he's coming back?
So, yeah. Is this...
He's filling in for Dinico?
Is this a teaser video of J.J. Watt somehow, some way getting involved in the Texans again? Maybe even coming back? Cap or no cap on what they're trying, the message they're trying to send?
I don't even know.
They're trying to let you know, hey, J.J. Watt's got something to say.
Yeah. I'm trying to work through, like, obviously he's not going to come play football. I think that that's fair, yeah, right? We know that. I'm like, could he be in some, like, you know, vibes consultant type role, something like that, where it's like not actually a thing, but just, you know, a thing where he continues to be an ambassador of some sorts.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe. Would that be worth all of the buildup, or is this just like a, hey, J.J. Watt is going to be the dude on the hype video that leads up to week one, mm-hmm. you know? And so to that end, I don't know. I guess I say no cap. He'll do something. He's attached to this organization.
Yeah, I think the Texans, they're in the business where they ain't trying to stump nobody. They ain't like otherwise they wouldn't even put him in. They wanted to make it super obvious.
Yeah.
But they just wanted to tease, oh, we got a special trailer coming. And I don't think they was trying to stump anybody.
I think the message they're sending is cap. I think JJ's just going to be in the hype video.
Oh, okay.
That's all it is.
Yeah.
That's all
it is. I think it's just going to but it's trolling, basically, is what it is.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Everybody knows what
it is. Mm-hmm. Yeah, they're trying to hype people up for a hype video. Yeah. That's all it is.
I think you're right. I think you're right.
All right, cap or no cap. Stephon Diggs said in GQ, we talked about it yesterday, that in both Minnesota and Buffalo, they did not want him to leave, that it was his decision. Cap or no cap?
That's interesting. I'll go ahead and...
It's a tough one for me.
I'm trying to think what the Minnesota situation was. I feel like Buffalo, they probably didn't want him to go. Like, they did start utilizing him. No, I'll go cap.
You're going to say cap?
I think I will. Like, I think that they probably needed him to remain. Like, you look at the way that the team is built right now, and their wide receiving core is clearly a downgrade from when Stephon Diggs was there last year. But the tough thing about it is that, was it Joe Brady, like, or whatever, as the offensive coordinator?
Yeah.
They started using him more as a decoy in that offense, and that does not scream to me, we need to make sure that this dude remains and is fully involved in what was happening here.
I'm going to say cap, too.
Yeah.
I think they would have loved to keep him, obviously, but I think last season they were just kind of like, a little bit over it, and I think they wanted to move forward.
Yeah, and I'm trying to remember what the Minnesota situation was, and for some reason off the top of my head, I'm having a struggle getting myself back there. I think that he is right in the spirit of what he's saying, but I think that they move on from him in a way that was a little bit more comfortable than he's assuming.
Yeah, I think Minnesota was fine with moving on from. I think that could have been a joint thing where they both was fine with moving on because they ended up getting Justin Jefferson.
Yeah,
so I think they was fine with that.
I'm with you guys on this. I think it's cap. I think Minnesota might have wanted him to stay, but Buffalo did not. All right, so cap or no cap. Joe Espada said he's not worried about the defense.
That's got to be cap. I feel like your job is to worry, though,
yes,
just
exactly.
In general. But no, I mean, the defense has not been up to the standard. I mean, as you mentioned it, right? Bottom third. And what metric again was that?
It was run saved. I mean, yeah, run saved.
That's something that's not helpful, and I mean, you're seeing some really strong pitching, and even in some instances where when that pitching needs help, your defense isn't there to pick them up, right?
No.
The expectations of this team are so high that if the defense isn't playing at a high enough standard, you should have some level of concern with it.
I'm going to say cap, too. Mm-hmm. It's like, you're not a good manager if you're not worried about the defense, if they're that low.
Especially what they're doing, yeah.
Yeah. Like, I understand you got to have confidence, but in the back of your brain, you got to be like, man.
Plus the injury situations that you're dealing with, right?
Yeah.
Like, you got Bregman dealing with the gremlins, right? Like,
yeah.
You got Kyle Tucker hasn't even gotten out here, although I think there's probably a lot more comfort that Cal Tucker is going to step in and immediately be what he needs to be. But no, I think
he ain't going to come out and say, I'm worried. But
sure.
Yeah.
In the back of your mind, you got to be a little bit concerned.
Yeah. All right, cap or no cap. The Texans have Damian Pierce listed as the number two running back on the depth chart going into Indianapolis. He's the number two running back? Cap or no cap?
No cap.
Oh, wow.
Should he be? Nah, I think he's going to get the opportunity.
Oh, wow.
They've been so stout.
They love him.
On the way that they've talked about this, and I feel weird using this terminology because I don't mean it. I don't mean to be disrespectful anyway, but they've been copping pleas for this man.
They have.
Right? Like they have been going. I mean, Nick Caserio, and look, I'm not saying that it's wrong. It's quite possible that Damian Pierce has been dealing with things. Nick Caserio got out there and was like, you don't know what's happening and what's happening in his personal life and all these things that are factored in. And you're right. I don't. Mm-hmm. But like the fact that they're going out of their way to be protective of him, one, I mean, kind of nice to see.
Yeah.
You know, I think anybody would love if their employer had that level of care and concern from them.
Mm-hmm.
But also, like, I think that tells us that they have a level of investment in him and him being as good of a player as he can be, to the point where I think that they're going to give him the opportunity, at least early, to try and be that number two running back still until he is proven it abundantly, abundantly that he is not that.
Mm-hmm.
And I know for a lot of people, we're like, we should already be in that place. I don't know what that trigger is for the Texans, but it does seem like, at least in their minds, he is still there.
I'm going to say it's no cap, man.
Wow.
I think he's number two right now.
Wow. And
the way they played him in preseason, it kind of showed it to me. Like, he barely played. I know when he was on the field, wasn't great, but this dude barely played, man. He got 8 carries. That was it in 2 games. So, I've been saying that for a few weeks now. I feel like they treating him as RB1.
Man.
And he's not. And I think they're going to give him every chance, but I think that lease is short, though. I think he'd probably get 2 games.
I am going to say, and I'm not, none of what y'all said is wrong by any stretch, but that was the preseason. Like, come on.
When the wins and losses matter.
Even they know. Like, they tried. You know, they're like you said, they're trying to give him every opportunity. They did. They did give him every opportunity. And I know the depth chart is never, 100% anyway.
Sure, right.
So I'm going to say cap. I think the second running back to jog out on that field on Sunday is going to be Cam Akers.
Well, the reason why I have a little bit of, I'm a little hesitation to go just there is because you look up and you go, how many running backs are they going to keep active, right? Because there's a lot of guys that they have a possibility of keeping active. Obviously, Joe Mixon will be active.
Mm-hmm.
We know Dare will probably be active for special teams purposes, right? That's 2. Are you going to keep 4? Because Damian Pierce, I think he'll be active with the opportunity of getting an impact.
Yeah.
Are you then going to have Cam Akers also active, right? I think that then made me think, oh, they might do the thing where they really, really try and make him a part of this until it's proven absolutely otherwise that it's not feasible.
Yeah, and two, I felt like, I mean, I know Damian didn't really look good last season and this preseason, but I felt like they didn't even give him a real good chance like they did Akers and British Brooks and people like that. So,
well, they did win the first team, though.
They did, but like I said, it was only 4 carries per game,
and
was it.
And to Reggie's point, hell, we might know what they think of him before the game, 90 minutes before the game even starts, because that is a healthy injury report. Only MJ Stewart all week has been on the injury report.
Yeah.
So if Damian Pierce or Cam Akers are like healthy scratches, then we're gonna know.
Yeah.
We'll know 90 minutes before the game.
Which is why you need to be listening to Sports Radio 610.
Darn right.
I know that Seth and Sean will be actively, doggedly, with hawk eyes watching that report.
One more for you guys. Roger Goodell said today he is incredibly excited, that's a quote, to be taking the NFL to Brazil.
Oh, that's no cap.
Incredibly excited?
That's no cap at all.
Incredibly excited?
Yeah. dollar signs in the eyes like Mr. Krabs.
Well, there is that.
It's an opportunity to continue to expand the game. This is a thing that he's done really well in trying to drive international viewership, because they might have wrung out the max amount of money stateside. So let's go wring out more money elsewhere. And plus, I think that they have the infrastructure in place to make sure that in certain places that they can keep everything safe, right? And of course, I'm not trying to lean into like the fear mongering that could be there, but just in general, right? They can control the aspects of at the stadium, in hotels, and they've done scared these boys enough that they will stay in the stadium and in the hotels. I think that he's all good.
Yeah, I'm going to say no cap. I think he's super pumped up about this. Now, if you ask me if a player was excited about it, I would say that's cap.
Yeah.
But nah, he see money, and that's what he wanted to do.
Yeah, I'm going to say no cap too, believe it or not, even though I think he's certainly a little bit reluctant on something, only because I don't think he cares. He cares about one thing. That money's green.
Yep.
That money's green.
There you go. A little cap or no cap here in the Loop Sports Radio 610. I appreciate you putting that together.
Yeah,
Lopez.
Man.
That's fun.
Yeah.
George Lopez himself hanging out with us.
You're not
here
the first.
In the Loop Sports Radio 610. Well, we've called him what this week? George Lopez. Yeah. We've called him Mariachi Marvin Gaye.
Yeah, I like that one.
All right. Just adding to him. Yeah. Coming up next, let's go ahead and get ready for the season to start. Let's get our predictions for the 2024 NFL season. Who will win the divisions? Who are we looking at for the Super Bowl? All of those we'll get into next.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
bathroom?
I feel
like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything taken
care of. It took forever. And the worst part? Hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Sometimes in football, you need just a little more for that first down. You need to be pushing the pile. And on our new podcast, we'll give you that extra effort.
I'm Mike Renner, a longtime NFL analyst who helped develop player evaluation systems that every NFL team uses to this day.
And I'm Kyle Long, former All-Pro offensive lineman in the NFL who knows a thing or two about getting people moving.
You'll get expertise from inside the trenches and behind the tape for 4 episodes every week. So make sure you download and subscribe to the Pushing the Pile podcast on the Odyssey.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Nore Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nore Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Nore.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.